stand and look at the Grand Canyon is to stand in awe. This spectacular natural wonder stretches over 300 miles of northwestern Arizona and takes one's breath away at the first glimpse. This canyon is like no other. It has mountains and cliffs, gorges and chasms, rocky shelves and a raging river. Its unusual contours have inspired unusual names, such as Isis Temple, Buddha Temple, Wotan's Throne, Tower of Ra, and Bright Angel Point, reflecting the effect they had on those who named them and everyone who sees them. Modern man is not the first to be astounded by this magnificent spectacle. Native Americans have been dwelling near or in the canyon for centuries, dating back to ancient peoples such as the Anasazi, Havasupai, Hualapai, and Paiute, and most recently the Navajo. Remnants of those civilizations, such as pottery and dwellings, have been found in the canyon, and archaeologists still study and speculate about those cultures today. One of those cultures, the Anasazi, can be traced directly to the Hopi Indians, which live on a reservation in northern Arizona just as the Navajo do. These various people were the first to really explore the canyon and make their homes there. The only evidence of any other culture are a few indications of passage left behind by paleo hunters 11,000 years ago, which predates the Anasazi. But although these cultures were the first, they were certainly not the last. In the mid-1500s, the first Spanish expedition arrived at the Grand Canyon, led by Garcia Lopez de Cardenas, who had been sent to search the area for riches. Upon reaching the canyon, they were overwhelmed by its size and unable to find a way to cross it. Finding that they could not go on, they turned back and returned to Mexico, where they were court-martialed, along with Francisco Vázquez de Coronado, the leader of the Southwestern Expedition, for not succeeding in padding the royal Spanish coffers. In the 1800s, Americans began exploring the region, looking for fur-bearing animals and other natural resources to make money on. In 1869, Major John Wesley Powell and 9 other men traveled 1,000 miles down the Colorado River, which took them through the Grand Canyon. It was this expedition, and a subsequent one, that shed a great deal of light onto this unexplored area, and paved the way for further exploration. By the late 1800s, miners had moved into the region and staked claims, looking for lead, copper, and zinc. Mining, however, proved to be quite treacherous and dangerous in the canyon, and many miners abandoned their claims. Others decided to try their luck in making money off the tourists, environmentalists, photographers, and other people who were flocking to the canyon and the surrounding area. By the early 1900s, visitor services were underway, and that same company, the Fred Harvey Company, still provides those services today. President Theodore Roosevelt saw the magnificence of the Grand Canyon for himself in 1903, and 5 years later, he was able to declare the Grand Canyon and some of the land around it a national monument. In 1919, Congress allowed the monument to be upgraded to national park status, and in 1975, the size of the park was doubled under the administration of President Ford. 4 years later, Grand Canyon National Park was also made a World Heritage Site. The Grand Canyon has awed and delighted mankind for centuries, and will continue to do so for centuries more. No matter which rim one stands on, or from which angle one looks, the canyon is always stunning, and it is no wonder that so many people have been and are drawn to it every year.